This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, October 6, 2023. Today's topic is soul reminders.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. Welcome, dear friends. Today we would like to continue our discussion on how you perceive reality to be. Now, in many ways, you are learning to differentiate between what you have been told, what you have been taught to believe, and truly what the reality is, more from the perspective of your own spirit. And so today we're going to explore a little more about this, for before you even decided to incarnate, there were certain priorities that your spirit had in mind. And together with your teachers and guides, you devised a plan that ended up, of course, being the blueprint for this, your current earthly existence. There were certain things you wanted to experience, wanted to learn, how you wanted to open and awaken more and more in this reality of the earth plane. There were priorities. There were things that you said, I must remember. And you reminded yourself and often created, yes, little triggers, little reminders on the earth plane that would allow you to remember, so that the memory would be there, that this is something important that you wanted to learn, that you needed to remember. So more and more, we ask for you to remember what your soul needed to experience in this plane. Ask your spirit, ask your guides and teachers to help those memories begin to reveal themselves, to surface more and more easily. It is so easy indeed, is it not, dear friends, to get sidetracked, to become so distracted by everything around you, that it is indeed at times difficult to tune in to your own spiritual essence. But we tell you clearly, it is an important part of your awakening, important part of finding the fulfillment that you desired and intended to have in this lifetime. So more and more, we would want you to take the time, yes, to create the space in your daily life, to inquire of your spirit and say, what am I here to remember? For so much of it has been buried. So much of it has indeed vanished. No matter how important it was, no matter how strongly you vowed to remember certain things. Now, some indeed you have remembered. Some of you had said to yourself, well, I'm going to put a little sign there in my lifetime, then when I meet the right person, that I will indeed have a long-term relationship, I will recognize and buy a certain thing. It may be a physical element, it may be the way they laugh, the way they smile, a look in their eyes. Goodness gracious, it could be many things indeed. But that is just one example. We are indeed knowing, of course, that that is important, the relationships, the associations you have with other souls to grow, to learn. But there are also many other things, things at times that the personality will indeed shuffle over. They don't want to think about some of the priorities, the important aspects of your growth that you came here to face. Now, many of the current challenges would fall into that category. For you wanted indeed to remember that no matter how tough, no matter how challenging a situation is for you, you did want to remember very clearly, yes, that you had the strength, you had the knowledge, you had the ability to overcome any such challenge. And that is extremely important to keep you on track, dear friends, to allow you to see your power, to know, of course, that you wouldn't have put it on your path, you wouldn't have designed a certain growth experience if you didn't believe you could handle it, that you wouldn't be successful, no matter how tough it may appear here and now while you are having your earthly life. Now, indeed, as you continue to go forward, it is important for you to look deeper. It is important for you to ask the questions of your soul. Are you indeed creating the time for such spirit communication? Now, spiritual communication, of course, is not just for talking to your guides or teachers or what you are indeed witnessing here with our channel. Now, it is important, too, that you have that link, that connection with your guidance team, with your spiritual team. But we are talking here about you opening to them, remembering, yes, so that you can tune in more and more to the different aspects of your birth vision, the different parts where you said, this is my intention. This is what I am choosing to once more experience a physical life so that I can grow in this manner. Now, we would hope that you will remember that it was part of your chosen destiny. Now, of course, nothing is set in stone, dear friends, that you can change your mind. Many of you have. Many of you said, I don't feel strong enough to handle that challenge. And you have averted, you have denied, or procrastinated. And that is oftentimes the case. And that is all right. You can indeed choose what you are willing to experience, what you are willing to go through, while you are here, currently aware. What we ask of you, dear friends, is to be more aware, so that at least you understand the choices that you have in front of you. You are aware of the various options, the different ways that you can walk upon this earth, the different experiences that you can choose to have. Now, of course, we're always going to encourage you, to remind you, to inspire you, to gently test yourselves, so that you see how strong you are. For many times as part of being on earth, you are taught that you are weak, that you are helpless, that you are powerless, and that is simply not the truth, dear friends. You are so much more wise, so much more courageous than you would ever indeed give yourself credit. So every time you are sensing, I must indeed embark upon this journey, I must indeed challenge myself in this manner, will you remind yourself? Yes, and if you need a little boost from your soul or from your teachers, we're here. But will you gently remind yourself? It wouldn't be in front of me. It would not be on my path if I wasn't meant to experience it, to grow and learn from it, and ultimately to succeed so that I can indeed find my strength, find my power, and realize, of course, that I am here to become more and more awakened. Yes, we've talked a lot about reality with you, dear friends, and what you perceive as reality is not the full picture at all. Is it only a shadow of the true reality that lies within you as spiritual beings? So more and more, you are in a process of unfolding, opening, awakening to that greater essence of yourself. Now, what does that mean to you? That means that you gently question what you are feeling, what you are perceiving, what you've been taught to believe. Now, some of it may be indeed in right action. Some of it may indeed feel right to you. You may feel aligned with certain aspects. But other times, you will need indeed to question more, to dig deeper, to ask those pertinent questions, to allow your soul to jog your memory just a tad bit. And that way, we can reach you. You will start to indeed allow certain truths that you've always known indeed to filter on through the layers of consciousness, through the veil that separates the worlds, and have that understanding right there for you so that you can embrace it, so that you can begin to apply it to your life, your experiences, your challenges. You can share it with others. So do not forget what you learn. How you grow, of course, can be such an important awakening point for others. For you will talk with others. They will witness you. You will witness them. The more that you are sharing, the more that you are indeed even questioning each other. What do you think of this? What do you think of that aspect of what we are experiencing this world? And that way, you begin to work through so many of the quandaries, the confusion the world has offered you. And you can begin indeed together to find, yes, the God within you, to find your truth, and to indeed allow the soul to reach you more clearly. so that you will have those reminders. Now, how about every day, dear friends? You ask yourself, what do I need to know today, my dear spirit? Open to your higher self with great love. Call it to you. Embrace that energy. Allow yourself to feel that energy, that sweetness, that love, that power. And ask to be shown, to feel, to even hear telepathically what is needed for you to know right here and now. And that way, you're never going to feel lost. You're never needing, of course, to feel confused, for you have access to the greatest knowledge that is important for you, and that is your own soul. Challenge yourself to create that steady, consistent connection, allowing it to grow stronger each and every day. So you take the steps on your path with an inner knowingness, with a confidence, with a self-assuredness that I am indeed aware. I'm allowing myself, yes, to shake free of all the confusion, all of the doubts, the fears that the world around me offers. And that way, you are creating your own unique path into the light, even in the challenges of the physical planet Earth. We do love you. Of course, we're here to help, to guide you, to encourage you on your path. Remember, call out to us. We will be there. Believe in what you sense, what you hear, what you feel. And know, of course, you've always had the higher abilities to indeed have a very real relationship, not only with us, your teachers, your friends in the spirit world, but with your own self indeed. God bless you indeed.